It's officially opening week. The New York Yankees are scheduled to play real, meaningful baseball games in a few days, but there are still some roster issues to be handled. Luke Voit injury, Justin Wilson injury, and more. We'll cover it all this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It is opening week. We are just a few days away from the New York Yankees returning to the Bronx, where they're going to play meaningful baseball games. 162 games are on the slate, and we can't be more excited about that. Before we get to that point, however, there are some injury news that we have to cover in regards to the Yankees opening day roster. The Yankees suffered a rather big blow over the weekend when it was announced Luke Voit would miss the beginning of the season with a partially torn meniscus. Reliever Justin Wilson is also in question with some shoulder tightness. And you already know about the Zach Britton injury. So if you're looking at my opening day predictions on our Instagram account, you can throw those out the window because it's going to be a little bit different than what we expected. And, of course, can't have nice things and have everybody available for opening day. Regardless, today's show, we're going to talk about the Voit injury. We're going to talk about Wilson in depth a little bit more. Look at how the Yankees' 26-man roster may shape up now. And then look at the Yankees' projected starting rotation as we head toward opening day. Before we get to that, remember, follow us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND, my personal account at Nick Delahanty, and on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our show is available on all podcasting platforms. Go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, you name it, the show is there available for you. Check it out, subscribe, rate, and review on there as well. And as always, go to www.delahantymedia.com. for all the latest news and updates regarding the Delahanty Media brand. Now, I got to be completely honest with you. When we saw that Voit was out of the lineup since the date that he was out from that Thursday, I was a little concerned about what to expect because obviously this guy's coming off a year in which he led the major leagues in home runs in the shortened season, and it just looked like everything was about to click. Now, when we saw that he had a knee injury, you always think the worst, and you don't want to think like that, but with the Yankees, you have to tend to think the worst in regards to injuries. Luckily for the Yankees, the injury is not as bad as they probably anticipated it to be. Now, he's only expected to miss partially a month to 2 months. They're saying he could be back by June, which, if you're looking at it from the Yankees' standpoint, you'll take that instead of losing Voit for the entire season. Now, one thing that I think fate is just something that really plays out at some points. And I think that this couldn't have played out better for the Yankees. And obviously, I'm not wishing ill on Voit. I love seeing him in the lineup, and I want him to be there every day. But if this would have happened 24 hours later, there was a very good chance that Jay Bruce would have been released, and they wouldn't have had the opportunity to keep him with the club. Now, for those of you who are a little confused about what I'm talking about, Jay Bruce had an opt-out on March 25th, he was able to exercise that. The Yankees had 48 hours to make a decision to tell him whether he was on the roster or to release him to pursue other opportunities. Now, when the Voit news came out early on Saturday morning, which was the 27th, it was the last day the Yankees had to make that decision. So, knowing that Voit was injured, they were able to select Bruce's contract to the Major League roster. Now, Voit will go on the injured list, and it will free up a roster space, obviously. But I think that this worked out in the Yankees' favor because I don't think they were sold on just letting Jay Bruce walk. And with the way the bench was forming, you have to look at it this way. You already had Brett Gardner penciled in. You had Kyle Higashioka penciled in because obviously you need two catchers. Mike Tauchman didn't appear to be going anywhere even though he took a foul ball off the ankle area in Sunday's spring training game, but the Yankees really had nothing to win by just letting go of Tauchman. He has no minor league options left, so they either had to trade him or release him. And if you don't get something in the trade market, if you release him, somebody's going to pick him up. He's that good of an outfielder and capable big league player where somebody would take a chance on him. Maybe like a Chicago with Jimenez now out. There are some places that really could be logical fits for him. So right there, you're looking at three of your four bench spots, and you're figuring that Tyler Wade's going to make the bench just because he plays short. Not that he's anything special, but defensively, he gives the Yankees what they need. So that leaves Derek Dietrich, who they ended up releasing, and Bruce, who ended up making the team because of this. Now, I think it's a little bit more of a tryout for Bruce. Not that he needs one, because obviously the guy's been in the big leagues for a rather long time. But you see what happens with him. You know, you see if he can manage and hold down the fort at first base every day. And if he produces, you know, you figure out a way to keep him as a bench guy and an extra utility player type of role and play corner outfield, play first base, DH a little bit. So if you're looking at it, I think this benefits the Yankees because they get a little bit more of a better look at Bruce and they'll see what he can actually do on an everyday basis against big league pitching. Now, I think this guy could absolutely mash in Yankee Stadium. I know his numbers in Yankee Stadium really don't translate as a visiting player, but I feel like with the everyday at-bats, we could see this guy get hot, and it could be a nice boost to the Yankees lineup. And let's not forget, one of the problems the Yankees lineup has is that they're very right-handed heavy. So having a guy like Bruce to hit maybe five or six in the order and add that extra left-handed stroke could really help them. And it could be a benefit that they use while Voit is down. So, yes, obviously, you want a healthy starting nine to begin the year. You want Luke Voit penciled in at first base every day. But for the time being, I don't think that Jay Bruce is a bad option. And what's the worst case scenario? Think of it this way. If he doesn't hit, you cut him. You DFA him, you get rid of him. You let him pursue other opportunities. You call up Mike Ford. Maybe you catch something with Ford. You know, there are options that the Yankees have. And you're going to see Bruce probably play 4 to 5 times a week. You'll see LeMahieu play there a couple of days when they want to give Bruce a day off, or you'll see them mix and match in other ways. So, am I panicked about the Voit injury? No. Is it good? No. But I do think that it came at the right time because, like I said, 24 hours later, the Yankees may have been in a little bit of a bind. They may have had to call up Ford. And their options may have been a little more limited. So the timing worked out for the Yankees. Unfortunately, it cost them one of their better hitters. But for the time being, I do think that they have enough to get them by. And I mentioned Justin Wilson earlier. He's dealing with some shoulder soreness. Not really good for the Yankees because obviously you have Zach Britton already on the mend. But fortunately, I don't think the Yankees are going to rush Wilson back. I think it's very possible they may start him on the injured list to begin the year and use another guy in the bullpen, maybe a Michael King or a Nick Nelson or a Lucas Litke, the left-hander who came out of nowhere in spring training and quickly made a name for himself. So the Yankees have options, and that's the main point with this whole thing. You have to look at it from that perspective because, you know, a lot of teams would be in a big bind if two of their top relievers and their starting first baseman had led the league in home runs the year before got hurt. But the Yankees have so much depth that I think that they can handle it right now and get through without really missing a beat. I think that they have enough talent and enough depth that they're comfortable with where they are. Now, the other big story we have to talk about is Aaron Boone set the Yankees rotation to begin the 2021 regular season. And obviously, Gerrit Cole is on the mound opening day against the Toronto Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Corey Kluber, Domingo Herman, Jordan Montgomery. Then Cole will take the ball again, followed by Jameson Taillon, who will make his Yankee debut in Game 6. Now, let me break it down for you a little bit more. I know I rushed through that a little bit. But opening day, which is April 1st, Gerrit Cole is supposed to take the mound. Now, it's supposed to rain in the New Jersey, New York area, so that may be pushed back to Friday, so this is subject to change. But we're going to go off of what it looks like right now. So April 1st, you'll see Gerrit Cole on the mound in the Bronx. Dalvin off day on the 2nd. Saturday the 3rd will be Kluber making his Yankee debut. Then on the 4th, the Yankees' third game of the year, you have Domingo Herman. Then that following Monday, which is the 5th, you have Jordan Montgomery hosting the Orioles. Then Cole again on regular rest on the 6th. and Jameson Taillon making his first Yankee start on the 7th. The Yankees will have an off day on the 8th, and then we'll head to Tampa for a three-game set, which will be Kluber, Domingo Germán, and Cole. So what you're going to see is the Yankees are trying to keep Gerrit Cole on his regular schedule. Everybody else, they're trying to map out for extra days rest. And I think it makes a lot of sense because, number one, Cole wants the ball. And we saw last year when they kind of altered his schedule, it did throw him off a little bit. The other guys, you have guys like Kluber, Germán, Taillon, who didn't pitch last year. So they need to work. They need to kind of get back on track. So you're going to see them spread out a little bit more. And let's remember, Montgomery isn't too far removed from Tommy John surgery. So I think the Yankees are going to be very careful, especially with a couple of off days in the first month of the season that they could take advantage of. And they're also going to be using a six-man rotation at points as Davey Garcia, who is optioned to the minor leagues, will get some opportunities to pitch in some situations where the club needs him. So you'll see a little of Garcia. He'll be called up and down, and you're going to see a mix of all these guys as we move forward. Probably won't see the six-man rotation until after the 19th of April when the schedule starts to get a little more jam-packed. The Yankees will play every day from the 20th to the 30th. So it does get a little jam-packed, so expect to see Garcia at some point in there. But the rotation, obviously, you can't really argue it at this rate. Number one, Cole on the mound in game one. You're going to see him every fifth day. Kluber, if he can be anything near the Corey Kluber we know, that's a big boost for the Yankees. The way Germán pitched in spring training, he can make the case as probably the Yankees' third-best starter right now, maybe even their second-best starter with the stuff he has. Then you have Montgomery, throw a little left-hander in there, crafty, a little bit different than what opposing teams have seen. And then you have Cole again and Taillon. So I think the mix is going to be there. You're going to see a lot of this mixing and matching. It's not going to be your typical 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and reset. It's going to be a league-wide thing where you're going to see so many teams mixing and matching to get the most out of their starting rotations while putting a valiant effort into keeping everybody healthy, because that's the big concern. Jumping from a 60-game schedule to 162 games, that's a lot more baseball to be played. So pitching is going to be at a premium. Teams are going to use arms. Expect the Yankees to use a ton of arms. They're going to use Davey Garcia. When Clark Schmidt is healthy, expect to see Clark Schmidt. You're going to see Michael King, Nick Nelson, who I mentioned earlier. You're going to see all of these guys in extended efforts this year. And not forget, Luis Severino's coming back at some point in the middle of the season as well. So there's a very good chance you're going to see 10-plus starters for most teams this year. You're going to see that because of injuries and because of depth purposes and days off and trying to save guys. So you will see a lot of strategy being used, and the teams that are able to manage their pitching load and keep their guys fresh are going to be the teams that benefit down the stretch. Now, this is a little bit of a shorter show today, obviously, because we're an opening week, but those were the big topics that needed to be discussed. This week, we have a jam-packed week coming your way. First and foremost, we will have an over-under show where we do some predictions. We've asked a panel of our trusted sidekicks here at the Delahanty Media brand to give us some over-unders to talk about. So we'll do a whole show dedicated to that. Then, when the Yankees announce their official opening day roster, we'll do a show there as well. And then Sunday, after we wrap up the three-game set against the Blue Jays, we'll give you a recap series and preview the upcoming three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles. I don't know about you, but as it gets closer, I'm getting very antsy. I am very excited for Thursday. I'm hoping the rain holds off. I want to see the Yankees back in the Bronx with some fans in the seats. Good news for me. I got vaccinated this week. I was thinking, you know, I was very hesitant about it. I'm not going to lie. I was. But my thought process was, instead of getting COVID tested every time I want to go to the stadium, now I just have my vaccine, so I should be good to go. Social distance, be smart. Get your vaccine if you can. Make sure you give yourself some time in case you have some side effects. But, you know, I think that we're getting in the right direction. There's going to be fans in the seats in the Bronx, and I couldn't be happier. Now, Before we wrap up today's show, obviously follow us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND, at Nick Delahanty simply on Twitter, and then on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Again, if you missed the earlier part of the show, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. They're all there for you. Our show is on every podcasting platform available. Make sure you check it out. Share it with your friends. We love talking Yankees baseball. We hope you join in on our conversation. And as always, check out our YouTube stream. If you haven't done so already, hit that little red button. Subscribe to our channel. A lot of good content coming there. All of our audio feeds from our show are also published onto YouTube, so make sure you check that out. And go to our website, DelahantyMedia.com, for all the latest news and updates surrounding our show and our brand as a whole. Make sure you're ready. We got a lot of content coming your way this week, and I couldn't be more pumped up for it. Get those pinstripes out. If you got to iron them, get your gear on for Thursday. Make sure you got your Yankee stuff on. I already know what I'm wearing. I got my Aaron Judge 99 pinstripe jersey out. I got my brand new DJ LeMahieu t-shirt jersey out. I got my Yankee fitted cap. I am ready to rock and roll. I know you guys are as well. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast powered by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. We're going to talk to you very soon. It's going to be a fun week, y'all. Let's go, Yankees. Stay tuned.